Now, the text in Matthew 26 is a very, very moving and important chapter to read. And in this particular segment, the Lord warned the disciples that they will be made to stumble. And he even had to mention to Peter that he would not only stumble, but he would deny the Lord three times. Well, let's take a look at this text here and learn the vital lessons from this particular text. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flocks will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." The Lord Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Now, Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. This is Matthew 26, 31 to 35. Now, here is where we have a word called forewarning. And a forewarning was given. Now, this forewarning is based upon an old prophecy. And this prophecy is taken from Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. And the words are the same: "I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Now, whether the disciples are familiar with this prophecy, we don't know, but perhaps not. But certainly it was well known to the Lord Jesus. Now, so what does it mean? "I will strike the shepherd." Now, this is a reference to God himself, right? It's a reference to the fact that the Lord will cause this thing to happen. The shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus, will be struck now. Well, does the Lord allow this to happen? Yes. Does he personally own up to this thing? Yes. It will be true. It will come to pass. And then as a result of the shepherd not being there, the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Naturally so. This is a phenomenon that's to be expected. The disciples would flee when the Lord is arrested. This is basically what we are going to take a look at in the fulfillment of this particular prophecy, right? Now, bear in mind, prophecy does not make them desert the Lord. That's not what prophecy is. A prophecy is a forewarning that this event would happen, but it is not the cause of it. That is vital to take note of, right? Well, what are the things that will lead to their being affected so badly? Well, there are a number of factors to consider. First, the internal factor. The internal part of it is because they lack the courage, they lack their faith, they lack their strength they needed to stay by the Lord Jesus. Secondly, externally, there are circumstances which are overpowering. The presence of so many soldiers, the power of the Roman Empire, the governor Pontius Pilate, the Sanhedrin Council, all up in arms, and all of these things here add together, internal, external combination, and then we see the very difficult time that disciples will undergo. And that's why the Lord said, "You will be made to stumble." But did it stumble the Lord Jesus, the circumstances? No. For the same reasons that the disciples failed, the same reasons for the Lord Jesus was because he was full of courage, full of faith, full of trust. His character was such that he was not moved by circumstances of life. The confidence is tremendous because he said, "When I have been raised." Now, that's pretty amazing when he spoke again of his resurrection. despite the fact that he is now speaking of an imminent death situation, right? And he tells the disciples, I will see you in Galilee. And this is something very obviously going to take place in a time to come. Now, the response of Peter, the leading disciple, was, well, not to be unexpected. It's Peter said that he will not accept what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Right? So he made a very strong declaration, even if all the other disciples are stumbled. Now, he sees himself above them. He would never be made to stumble. Well, that is how he felt that, now, this is very important. Well, were they good words? Yes. But were they words that he could keep? No. But, you know, his words reflected his heart, reflected his feelings, reflected his love for the Lord Jesus. He could not bear the thought that he could ever possibly betray the Lord, deny the Lord, or, you know, be stumbled. But the Lord's quiet word to Peter was there. No, it's not putting him down, but is to, again here, go back to the forewarning, to tell Peter, right? But Peter couldn't understand it. He said, well, not only will you be made to stumble, you will actually deny me three times. Now, that is amazing, right? So when the Lord Jesus said that, and of course, Peter was upset when the Lord Jesus said these words. It's almost as if the Lord Jesus wasn't respecting him in any way. The Lord Jesus was not, didn't think very highly of him, didn't have a very great regard for all that he had said, all that he had been, all that he had done, all these 3 years that he had been with the Lord Jesus. And so, of course, from Peter, typically, from his character, from his personality, he says, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. Now, those are moving words, no question about that, right? There is a sense of tremendous feeling for the Lord. There was a deep affection for the Lord. There was love for the Lord. And that is so obvious, right? But this is their beloved teacher, their Savior, the Messiah dying. They could not bear the thought that they could, you know, do these things like that. And so he said, no, that's not how it works. I will never do this, not even if I'm the last person standing. Well, the disciples were not to be outdone by what Peter said. And so they all said the same thing. They stood with Peter. Right? They would not deny the Lord. They would not desert him. They will not be stumbled. Their hearts were in the right place, but would their faith stand out? Will their faith be sufficient to cope with all of these things here? Now, that is a real big problem. You know, as we look at this particular story, it is a very straightforward story. We have to ask ourselves what lessons we are learning along the way. And to me, the first lesson is to learn about our human weaknesses. Now, we like to think that we are strong. We like to think that we are committed. We like to think that we are people of courage, of integrity, of faithfulness. We could never, never hurt the Lord Jesus in this way. And sometimes when we think this way, we don't realize how much of weaknesses we are actually revealing about ourselves. All right. So instead of being poor in spirit, instead of mourning that these things had to be said, unfortunately, all of them denied whatever the Lord had predicted. And that became a problem. Right? Because if they were going to address their weaknesses, perhaps they would have found strength. But because they deny weaknesses of this kind, therefore, they did not seek for answers in any way for any of these things here. So we need to ask ourselves just how strong or how weak we really, really are. And we need to be aware of the weaknesses that we actually feel, that we actually have in our hearts. What's our challenge in all of these things here? To me, the big challenge is to develop a far stronger faith than what we have. And we all find it difficult. We don't think that we understand what it means to be given such words. But deep down, what is being tested? Our very faith in God would be tested. And a lot of us feel very confident about the strength of our faith. We feel that we can more than cope. We feel that we are quite strong. We feel that we will never betray the Lord under any circumstances. And that's how it is. But sometimes when we do not look at the real state of our faith candidly enough to assess whether our faith is really sound or is just theologically or theoretically sound. Now that becomes a big problem. The challenge is very obvious. The challenge is to develop a stronger faith, a far stronger faith than we have ever had before. And that would be vital to consider. Right? So think about this aspect of it all. And then, of course, we want to find that courage. And courage is not something that we can just go to a shop and pick up. It's something that is part of our character, part of our inner being. And our character must teach us what it means to be courageous, to learn how to stand for that which is good, that which is true, that is right, even under great pressure. And our hearts determine that we are going to be faithful to the Lord. And we are people who are steadfast and we have integrity and we are true. But none of these things are actually inherent within us. These are things that we must cultivate. These are things that we want to develop within us. Can these things be cultivated and be found in us seriously? And the answer is yes. But are there easy things to cultivate? Answer is no. But we need to learn right from at this age when you are young to recognize that there are weaknesses in our life and there is no point being upset when these weaknesses are pointed out. The best thing is to be poor in spirit and to look at how those weaknesses are a part of us and we want to find answers to them. And the answer to the weaknesses that we have would be to find a stronger faith, to find courage, to be faithful, and to be true to the Lord. And if all of these things can be combined together, then we would actually have a better chance to look at it. Now, the prophecy concerning the disciples is not a general prophecy. It is not true that all the disciples will fall away. Well, you know, the women disciples were the ones who stood by the Lord Jesus right to the very end, right? So this particular word of forewarning is not something like a prophecy with reference to definite failure on the part of the disciples, and is a general one. Because in that case, every one of us will end up betraying the Lord. And this is not necessarily the case. But the reality of it all is that a forewarning has been given. We need to know the fact that the Lord Jesus knows us far better than we know ourselves. And he knows that if weaknesses are not addressed, if the problems are there and they are not dealt with, then we have intrinsic weakness. We have character flaws. We don't have the courage, nor do we have the faith and the strength to be able to cope. And thus, we will falter and we will fail, and then we will end up denying the Lord. Now, this is something that we need to look at very carefully. So we have to find constant encouragement to each day, every day, build our faith, build our courage, build a sense of faithfulness, build a strong Christian character that will help us cope with any and everything that we may have to face along the way. And let's pray together. Now, Father, we pray for grace and for blessings as we then learn how to address these problems in our heart. We recognize that there are many weaknesses and there are problems and difficulties. Help us to work at them and pray that we will be able to grow further and adjust. Teach us how to develop a character that is truly strong, and we pray that you will help us to deal with our weaknesses. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.